is a continuation of the conversation of war dialect in Sybil's Motor Shop at War on the 6th of June, 1949, between Ned Armstrong and Douglas Galton, we're natives of War Village. It's a vast overdrive, Ned, as you were saying, for the hammer, yet.
Ah, but everything.
And I say, everything. It's a bad job getting stuff planted out into the gardens.
Well, cannot plant any, and the bees is even out now.
They are. You was mentioning the draining and the plunder share there. They're very nearly finished.
Well, they're finished now.
But they started on the cook bank in there, Ned.
Yes.
Started there. They have bunny letter drain and planted up there now.
On the cook bank?
Yeah, all over.
Uh-huh.
You know, out on the, what is it, can I place again? The middle bone and the,
Bundleshire?
Aye, in Bundleshire and Lady Hill.
Aye.
They have 900 acres on one place and 700 on another planted. And the stern house, the stern furls, as well, it's planted. Have you ever been up there, Ned?
No, never been up for a long time.
Aye, you'd say big change, though.
Aye, a big one.
What do you think of this forestation business?
Oh, I don't think nothing on to do. I think it's all wrong.
Aye.
It's right enough if you put the planting up here and there for shelter. Cultivate the land there.
Yes.
But for the way they're planting too much, too big a planting together.
Well, you're possibly right there. But I want the government men to think they're no better than us, Ned.
Well, you don't know, I reckon. But that world will be ready to cut to 20 years' time, but won't it?
No, it'll not be ready before 40, Ned. It's the outside. 40, right. 40 years, I think.
Aye.
They'll not let you stand any longer. Aye. Man, I was just wondering, Ned, how many vicars has there been at work in your day?
Won't forget some of them, are you? But little, I can mind a little place. And I can mind on the coming down the road for the Dean Bowl. And she take his cup hat off and found over it. I can feel a little fella yet to kind of wound about the seat. She had a little great dog, a pet dog. And she held the top a little of a pet dog.
Then we was the horse tractor. Bags. Did you come bags the horse tractor?
I believe they did.
Well, you see, it's been up a canny bit that short.
Oh, canny bit.
For 120 years.
Aye.
Mm-hmm. Then we was trapped to go there before Billy Phillips and there, do you know that?
Tom Martin,
he
digged the girl for a shilling apiece.
But
that was just 5'9" then, maybe hardly that.
And then Billy Phillips was down a kind of few years.
Oh, he was down a long time, Billy.
Mm-hmm. And your fella didn't you?
Right.
Did your fella Billy Phillips?
Yes. And then Tom Scott followed me.
Aye.
And then I was off a bit, you know.
The time you were 16.
Aye. Quite feeling blame born together.
Yes, exactly.
And I've been there since 1912 this time.
Aye. Well, you left better than you even that day.
Oh, I left, aye. 226 ladies. And my time, what I had on a paper, book.
Yes. Aye. It's a queer thing, there's no any signs of a burial ground at the Kirkfield, Ned. Is there any...
Oh, they never buried there.
Did they never...